What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got Sean Bedlam, that crusty fuck Josh, and my man Zach here. We're getting ready for this undead show going down tomorrow at the Jacksonian. But we're going to get this Pogo show moving with the Lower East Side Stitches and Jungle Man. Lower East Side Stitches. Now, while that song was playing, we also had LCJ walk up into the studio with a handle of Captain. Now that she knows what a handle is.
Now that I know what a handle is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
The only punk I know that knows what a fucking handle is.
She was like, what's a handle? I was like, get the biggest bottle.
I drink beer, sorry, and vodka.
They make handles of vodka.
I don't buy a handle of vodka for myself.
It's fun. But yeah, as I said in the intro, we also got Zach. It jumps right into the top. Open it up and just dump it right into the top. All right, so we got Sean Bedlam.
What's up?
Zach filling up the ice cube machine. Josh, who just emptied the ice cube machine for us. Thank you very much, Josh.
You're welcome. Well, it's draining.
Draining, whatever. And also, that first song you just heard there, the Lower East Side Stitches with Jungle Man, that was coming on vinyl on the brand new Pogo City turntable that we just fucking... Josh
Moving
put
up.
Together
the Pogo City handyman.
Because the last time we tried to play vinyl, Harpo was here with a bunch of records and nothing worked.
it was a huge fail.
Yeah, big fail. But I guess tonight we're gonna be playing a lot of tracks on vinyl, and also I'm gonna be splicing in a interview I did with Shorty and some of the other members of Texas punk band Splatter. Now, they're on the road right now. They're in Florida. They're going to be playing that We Are Punks 2 with Tom and the Boot Boys, Revolt, the Parasitics.
Yeah,
and then they
really
got a... they're also got some shows going out in California. With the Exploited and shit like that. So we're gonna talk about all those. I'm gonna splice in the recording, but while I get that shit pulled up. Why don't we? I heard somebody talking about Rancid. I guess it's because it's on my computer screen right now. And why not have the second song?
Zach wanted to hear.
Zach was asking what everybody's favorite Rancid song is, and mine's the one we're gonna play next, which is off the first album, and it's "Rats in the Hallway." Look out for that splatter interview up next. Rancid right there, coming off the first album with Rats in the Hallway. Now, we're going to get to this splatter track up next, followed by the interview. So this is coming off the Crime Spree EP. Here's Splatter. All right, now on the phone, we got Splatter from Texas. We got Shorty and the rest of the people in the band. How you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for calling in. I mean, I know you guys got some like big shit, some big shows coming up. We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about you guys working on some new material too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about the record. What are you guys putting out now? Are you putting out a single and a full length, like an EP and an LP?
Yeah. I have it up right now. The Crime Spree EP. And so we have more material that we haven't released yet. We're going to go ahead and release that soon. and we're in the process of writing a new album. It's going to be a full length, and it's a little bit beefier than any of the stuff we did before.
Cool, cool, cool. So you guys definitely putting some work in, and I guess it's paying off because I'm seeing you guys on some crazy awesome flyers. So what do you guys got going down in Miami in, what is that, in May?
Oh, yeah. We're the Punk's 2 Festival. Jake Wex put that together with his Punk's Paycheck production, and it's sponsored by our tattoos, and it's going to be May 31st through June 2nd.
May 31st.
In Miami, Florida.
That's awesome. A lot of good bands. I mean, Tom and the Boot Boys are playing. You guys got some of the Japanese punks flying in. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Yeah, I know. We got some locals on that bill, too. The Parasitics. They're on here all the time. They used to be, at least. They've been busy having kids and shit lately, it seems like.
Yeah, those guys kicked out.
Yeah. They're on here all the time. We actually got a show of our own going on with them right now. It's Blank 77, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the Parasitics, the Spies New Jersey, and Anti-Citizen. That's all going down June 22nd at this club, the Jacksonian in Nazareth. But yeah, hopefully all the listeners will come out. I don't think you guys will be in the area. It would be great if you came out, but I don't think you'll be in the area. Where are you guys going to be in June? What you guys got going on in June?
In June?
Yeah.
At the beginning of June, we're going to be in for that festival, for the We Are the Punks Festival. And, you know, we're just getting back to the tour when we play that. So we might just kind of chill for a little while and make some new plans.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Now, you guys got a pretty sweet show going on, what, California with the Exploited Fresno or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's right. May 18th at Fulton 55, they Exploited and Chaos and High Madman.
Wow, yeah, that sounds like a good lineup. I know they got a. Are you guys playing at Fuck You We Rule, or are you not playing Fuck You We Rule?
We have not been confirmed to play that festival.
Well, maybe you will by the time they hear this. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, you guys definitely got some good stuff going on. Where can people get a hold of your other releases, your earlier releases?
We pretty much sell them the physical copies, you know, mail order, old school style, from us, the people in the band, or through our fan page on Facebook.
So the best way to get a hold of you would be through Facebook then for a record? Get a hold of you through Facebook?
Yeah. If you just shoot Sabrina a message, she's the one that's in charge of all of our merchandise.
All right. So they could go to like the Splatter Facebook, facebook.com/splatter, just search Splatter, message the page, get some of the hard copy. You guys got records, 7 inches?
Sure.
Yeah.
We don't have any final test at this time.
But the EP is going to be on vinyl, you were saying, right?
Excuse me?
Is the EP, the coming, the stuff that hasn't come out yet, is that going to be on vinyl?
Yeah, we'll probably try to press some vinyl.
That's cool.
You know, it's just, we'll see how it goes.
When are you guys shooting to have the new stuff released? You got any projected time frame or anything like that?
Yeah, it'll definitely be probably this coming winter season.
That's awesome. That's not too this coming winter. Oh, so like a year away because it just started spring.
Yeah, it's just at the end of summer, maybe fall winter time. Yeah, a year.
Awesome. Now
we're gonna be moving too. We're moving the whole band.
Where are you guys moving to? Florida.
We haven't really decided for sure yet, but we're thinking somewhere back in Texas.
Back in Texas. So did you guys ever get to play, what are the local Texas bands you guys get to play with frequently?
Oh, man, there's a lot of boys. We got 0%. We played with Sniper 66. We played with Punks on Parade, Animal Train, Brutality Incorporated.
You guys ever play with like Frontline Attack or LCB down there?
No, we have not. By the time we started, LCB had moved over to San Diego, California. So
that's cool.
We haven't done any gigs with them. And Frontline Attack. I guess they're out in Dallas. We haven't played in anything with them.
Yeah, we had Sean on from Frontline Attack. They've broken up. He came on right before their final show. They did it, I want to say in L.A., somewhere in California. But, yeah, he actually came on, and that was a good time. You guys, the listeners should go back to the site and check that out. And so who else you got in the room there with you? What's everybody else doing? You guys practicing tonight or something?
Yeah, we're actually, we just did like a warm-up and decided it was time to go ahead and call in before it got too late.
There you go. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that because I don't know about you guys, but I got to go to work at like, well, I don't got to go to work. I got to get up for work at like 4:45. Yeah, that 9-to-5 shit. Yeah, I wish I had 9-to-5, please. But yeah, so the earlier time definitely working out better for me. I appreciate you guys calling in and taking time from your busy schedules and stuff like that. So before we get out of here, you guys got anything else you want to promote, tell anybody about, or give any shout outs to, anything?
Man, there's so many shout outs that it would be like me rambling for like a good 10 minutes, but I definitely want to say give a shout out to Scatter. Scatter Anarchy's up there in Salt Lake City doing a good job like he always does. shit. All the promoters, you know, that are helping us out on this tour, all the fucking bands that are playing with us, you know. I mean, it's an honor to be playing with The Exploited. That's going to be a good time, you know, for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing, for sure.
And, you know, and obviously, like, everybody that comes to our shows and buys albums and supports us and supports the scene, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, so that's what thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate you coming on. That's what Pogo is all about. You know, we want to get bands like you heard, and we want people to, like, you know, just like network and grow the scene and get like awesome bands that a lot of people don't know about more recognized. And you guys seem to be in just what we're looking for. So we're really glad you came on. So thanks a lot. All right, guys. Have fun on the road.
We will.
All right. Hope you guys liked that. We're going to get this show moving back with the music. Taking it to Jersey. Old school Niblick Henband. The future belongs to me.
The future belongs to me.
All right, now that was coming off the first Niblick 7-inch with The Future Belongs to Me. Now, me, Josh, and Zach just lugged over the official pogo stage over to the Jacks.
Official pogo stage.
Now, yeah, that's
heavy
shit.
Heavy as
actually...
fuck, by the way. You guys are welcome.
Huh?
I said, that thing's heavy as fuck, by the way. You guys are welcome.
I had to move it, too.
And it will be staying at the Jacks. And, yeah, so tomorrow night we will have the Undead, the Necromantics, not the Necromantics, the Nihilistics. Wrong band. Wrong band. The Necro... Damn it, I almost did it again. Nihilistics from New York. Not the Necromantics.
Not the Necromantics.
The Nihilistics and the Parasitics. So come out to the Jacks. That is April 6th. Tomorrow night, doors at 5. I'm Done is also playing one of Walt's bands. So that should be a blast. Remember, always cheap drinks at the Jacks. And also going to have the Road Sodas playing on the pogo stage on 420. And then, of course, Blank 77, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, Parasitics, Despised New Jersey, and Anti-Citizen on that same stage. Made by the hands of Joshy Poo, fucking June 22nd. You guys won't want to miss that. Tomorrow's show, 15 at the door. The show on the 22nd, also 15 at the door. I believe the 420 show, you know, a holiday sale, $10 at the door. So, yeah, come out to all those awesome shows.
Should I plug Jason's show too?
You want to plug Jason's whole? Go right ahead, man. If you want to plug his whole.
I said his show.
Jason, you know you're listening. Sean's got the hots for you, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, totally. What's up, Jason? Anyway,
nobody can blame you. Jason's fucking awesome.
yeah. Jason's throwing a show. I believe it's at the Fire in Philly.
Yep.
And that is with the Pagan Babies. From Philly.
Parasitics.
Stolen Wheelchairs.
Yes, Stolen Wheelchairs.
And The Despised. They're also playing that one, too.
Uh-huh.
And I think Jason said that there's going to be possibly one more band thrown on that one. So that is May 4th, a little under a month away now.
All right. Well, we're going to get to a band playing tomorrow night's show, April 6th, at the Jacksonian. I'm talking about The Undead. And here's Bobby Steele with Rock and Roll Whore.
You're just looking for a sucker, and it don't amount to shit. We're all looking for the same individuality. I wanna be different, like you and just like me. I sold a million records, and I'm still fucking poor. And you keep on thinking that I'm just another rock and roll whore. I played a lot of gigs, and I always got laid. I sold a shitload of records. I never got paid after 20-something years. I wonder what's it all for. When the man in the suit comes in and tells me that I'm great, then he tries to change me after taking the bait. After 20-something years of people slamming the door, well, it all comes down to being a rock and roll whore. You're really not sorry at all, and I know that I'm being blacklisted. And when I think about all the limits I have tested, if I walk the streets naked, I still wouldn't get arrested. To be on some compilation is all I wrote this song for. So I guess this makes me just another rock and roll whore. And if the money and the women are all I'm in it for, then I guess that makes me just another rock and roll whore. Yeah, I guess this makes me just another rock and roll whore.
The Undead on Pogo City Radio. Catch them tomorrow night at the Jacksonian. So now we have, we're going to get to, Jess, why don't you tell everybody about this record while I set it up?
Oh, all right, hold on. Let me get a tackle.
All right. Here she comes.
Okay,
we are going to be playing the third track on the B-side, so figure that out for yourself.
Okay, third track on the B-side. Andrew, while he is setting up this awesome tribute to the Wretched Ones. We are going to put on track three, which, blank 77 Prima Donna.
All right, so now tell them about the lyrics on this song.
Oh, wait, is it about blank 77?
Blanks covers it. It's a Wretched Ones tribute.
It's a tribute album.
Vinyl, yeah. So all these different bands.
It came out like late last year.
Oh, that's cool. How come none of you assholes told me about that?
We talked about it.
Yeah,
I probably wasn't here.
Very, very long time. Here, look. There's a really lot of music. There's music playing now.
Here's Blanks doing the Wretched Ones, Prima Donna. Blank 77 right there on Pogo City Radio. Catch him June 22nd at the Jacksonian. We're going to let this record keep spinning. Here's No Resistance, doing one of my favorites by the Wretched Ones with Where I Won't Be. Crowd Control Media, Wretched Ones tribute. We'll be right back. Resistance Togo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. All right, so we were just playing the Wretched Ones tribute, talking to you guys about the shows coming up. Let's take a quick second and remind you guys to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Also hit up facebook.com/TheSDABS. And why don't you guys give a click to facebook.com/DiamondDogsUS while you're at it. Also, thanks for listening to us wherever you are, Stitcher, Google Play Music, iTunes, wherever you're listening to us, give us a like, a comment, a share. Pretty much click all the goddamn buttons right there.
Yeah, just click them all.
We like shameless self-promotion on this show.
And
that's what it's all about.
Are we still
baby.
Doing the Patreon? Is that still active?
What's yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a hint. Nobody's given to it.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I guess that's why I forgot about
it. Apparently, they don't want us to have cocaine and hookers. I can't understand why. But
assholes.
So Josh and Zach got a request. We played this on here a handful of times. And let's get to Ian's, project after Minor Threat.
The only good one.
Talking about some Fugazi with Waiting Room. Pogo City up next. All right, that was Fugazi right there on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, you guys heard me say earlier in the show, you guys can catch Mike Blanks and the Stabs locally June 22nd at the Jacksonian with Blank 77, the Parasitics, Despised, and Anti-Citizen. Also, if you're in the Connecticut area, you guys can hit up that Connecticut Oi Fest going down next weekend. And also, Mike Blanks and the Stabs playing at Scottish Dave's, Anarchy at Scottish Dave's, April 27th at fucking somewhere in Connecticut. So see ya there. Now, the Stabs, they were gone for a good 15 years, maybe, back in full effect now. Our first show back was with the Broken Heroes. So why don't we get to their new album? This is coming off Make Oi Great Again. Here's the track. This is Oi.
As Oi!
Right, at least we got the band name right. That was the Broken Heroes. That was the Broken Heroes coming off This Is Oi, which is not the new album. Make Oi Great Again is the new album.
Make Oi Great Again is the new album. This Is Oi is not.
Yeah.
This Is Oi is on This Is Oi.
You used to talk into your mic more.
I also did not have to lean into it as far.
You can adjust it.
Or you can like, be like Freddie Mercury and just like, you know, hold it.
Yeah, real. We're going to fix Jess's mic, perhaps. In the meantime, why don't you guys listen to Wildlife and Contraband?
I'm
All right, that was Wildlife. We're going to keep the show moving with the Boyles, who you can catch with the Lions Law in Philly on May 17th. Look out for that one. Right, that was the Boyles right there. LCJ was just talking about. What were you saying, Jess?
Well, I was lucky enough when I was 19. I was thrift store shopping and found this old Boyles shirt. And it had this like gnarly pirate on it, and like said the Boyles and like English lettering. And I was like, yes.
I said it was probably somebody we knew. It was probably Frank's. Probably, yeah, I bet you it was Frank's. Yeah. I feel like it was Frank's for some reason. But at the same time, I feel like if Frank had a shirt, you'd be swimming in it.
I would be swimming in it. Yeah, probably.
Although back then he was a bit slimmer.
He was a bit slimmer. He's still a big guy. Yeah,
maybe it was a shirt from when he was like a teenager, so like, and it just been sitting on the rack for like 15 years.
It was like in his closet for 15 years. Yeah, like, I can't wear it anymore.
I guess I'll just give it to the thrift store. Maybe some punk will come around and find it. Let me hide it.
Someone else has it now. I have no idea where the fuck it went.
All right, but like I said, you guys can catch the Boyles, who don't play all that often, in Philly May 17th with Lions Law. Where is that at?
That is at Connie's.
Connie's Rickrack. Yeah, all right, Connie's cool.
Venue there.
I will see you there if you're going.
Yeah, that's where the Unsubs, Blanks, and who else was playing that show?
That was Rubbish.
The Boyles.
The DVD release.
Which
show.
You guys can get from Pogo and the Stabs, Pogo in the Pit. Hit us up or come get it from the merch table at any one of the shows, not tomorrow's, because I accidentally left them all in Mike's car and he won't be there, so not tomorrow, but
not
other
tomorrow.
Times.
Any other show.
I need a pair of goddamn sunglasses.
Which also got left in Mike's car.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
You bastard.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. I didn't leave him in Mike's car. He took the wrong bag, so it's his fucking fault. So...
Way to go, Mike.
There you go. Throwing you under the bus.
Play Spirit of 77.
Yes, there you go.
To make it up to everybody that wants sunglasses.
And Girl Can't Rock and Roll. I know that's a Chad problem. Maybe that's what that. From what I'm told, they all lie. They all say it's somebody else's fault,
yeah, right.
And it's really
Everybody thought it was Renee's fault, and then it's just like it's not me.
It's all like propaganda. Like it's like politicians.
They all just don't want to. No, it's not me, I swear.
Tonight on Blank 77 News, why won't they play Spirit of 77?
All right, we're going to get to a West Coast band, Gordy Carbone and the Forgotten with Social Security. First punk band me and Sean ever saw, for real though. That was The Forgotten right there on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, I don't know. What we got going on? We've been talking about the shows. We've been, anybody doing anything interesting? Get any new records? Any good shit? Sean, you got anything going on music-wise?
I just got stuff in the mail.
What'd you get in the mail?
I ordered from PJ, who killed Spiky Jagger for a little bit. He still might be, I'm not sure. Oh. Their lineup switches. Andrea. I got a Who Killed Spiky Jagger t-shirt. And right. I got the Revolt New Moose Knuckle Split.
It's a good split.
Which is
cool.
Awesome.
Split, yep.
I got the Who Killed Spiky Jacket Sleepy Time Punk 7-inch, which is really good too. And a bunch of stickers and pins. So he fucking hooked me up.
I actually got a nice package from the LES Stitches. I got fucking the 12-inch, 3 7s, and a t-shirt. Pretty fucking sweet.
Do you want me to answer your question? Or
if you can answer it. Yeah, what's the deal, Sean?
Yeah, so... I hadn't really told too many people, but we do, me and a few other guys do actually have I guess I'll call it a project in the works. We haven't practiced yet, but we are looking to start practicing next weekend. So,
fun time.
Yeah.
I'll go
so
to
maybe
your
maybe we'll
can you reveal names? Who's in your band, Sean?
Yeah. It's going to be me,
top
Gavin,
secret information right
Gavin,
here.
Who was on the show last week, Tyler and Tony.
Tony.
I'll be playing drums, Gavin will be singing, Tony will be playing guitar, and Tyler will be playing bass.
So with that being said, I find it fitting that we should play what I remember the Bedlam Punks opening their first ever show with. And that's The Unseen with Live in Fear. Talk about living in fear, trying to burn down the Pogo HQ. Guys, I have mute buttons. These people, I'm glad you guys are staying awake, but they're looking at the monitor and they keep thinking I'm going to let songs play.
Don't play this and one, it's I have so
them,
bad.
What I have them muted and they don't realize that the listeners don't see the other stuff. It was a terrible song that we're not going to say what it is.
Okay.
That was going to come on an autoplay thing. But that right there was The Unseen with Live in Fear. Now, we're going to do another show tonight. We're going to do two more in this one. I'm going to play one and then we will say bye and play one more and then we're going to get another show. I'm probably going to be pretty fucked up by then. See, it was nice. When you do like good things happen. We bring the stage. We deliver the stage. And Dale's just like, hey, guys, get whatever you want to drink and eat for free. We're like, okay, great. So we had, I don't know, you guys took
Dale
longer.
Dale is such a sweetheart.
But I had three rum and cokes.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, I had three rum and cokes. And then
I
had.
And you didn't get pulled over when leaving?
No, I didn't.
Awesome.
And I got a bacon cheeseburger.
Because it's the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes, no quotas. But yeah, I got the bacon cheeseburger, the three rum and cokes. What did you get to eat?
One
You're
cheeseburger.
Not in your mic that well. Turn it around a little.
One yes. cheeseburger.
Yes. You got, what did you get, though? Cheeseburger
and a rum and coke.
No, but did you get your cheeseburger a certain way or something? Did you get something?
Yeah, it had onions and pickles on it.
Was it good?
It was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
You guys got to come out, like I said, to the 22nd.
The Jacks.
The food there is banging. The cheaps are drinks.
The cheaps are drinks.
The cheap
are so
too.
Drinky.
If you're nice to Dale, he'll get you drunk for free, apparently, because I was pretty drunk as soon as I got out of work. So we're going to get out of here. We got a few more left. Let's do this first one. With some new Wheels coming off the top 10 super hits.
I've been listening to this.
I know, this album's great, even though there's 11 tracks on it and three of them are re-records. But there you go, the top 10 super hits. Here's a new one with I'm So Tired of Living in the USA.
Me too.
I
The Wheels on Pogo City Radio. Now, yeah, I fucking love that album. That's like my new favorite album.
Yeah,
like,
I was right listening. Now. I was listening to it earlier. Like the what's the one that
Haze? That's
no,
my favorite.
No, well, yeah, that was that one that we played, and then the other song,
Punk
I just want to throw
gelatin.
My life away.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
There's
too.
A lot of good songs on there. I mean, I got to be honest. I like The Wheels way better than the bands that they spawn off from. The Wheels are my favorite out of all those bands. The Wheels are definitely my favorite.
Well,
They're the most rockin', the most anthony.
They got that more rock and roll feel.
That's all Andrew cares about. It's just party time.
Right, party time all the time. Right.
So I'm talking about.
Even Colin was like, "Yo, I was listening to the last week's Pogo." He's like, "I'm trying to find that song by the Wheels," but he texted me WHEELS, and I was like, "It's with a Z."
I was like,
"It's on Spotify. Look it up with a Z. You'll find it."
Yeah, love the Wheels, but we're gonna be getting out of here. Got to remind you guys, check out Pogo City Radio's Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Hit us up on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Check out the Stabs, facebook.com/TheSDABS. All these clickable links can be found in the about section of this show, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Remember to come out tomorrow night for The Undead and Joey Image, former drummer of The Misfits, Cancer fundraiser, Bobby Steele and The Undead, The Nihilistics, The Parasitics. It's going to be a good time. Also, remember to come out June 22nd for Blanks, The Stabs, Parasitic, Despised, and Anti-Citizen. We will be leaving you this hour with Screeching Weasel and the Cool Kids. Catch you guys next time.
There's a real cool club on the other side of town where the real cool kids gotta sit around and talk bad about the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club and you're not part of it. Making mean jokes about you, you little twin. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it. We're a real cool bunch of the Fred and Musketeers, and a laugh at the Tufts, 'cause your mom got you from Sears. You told them they'll never let you in, 'cause it's a real club and you're not part of it.